Carlsbad, People, Purpose, and Impact, an essential podcast for those who live, work, visit, and play in Carlsbad.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. My name is Brett Schonsenbach. I'm the president and CEO of the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce, and I'm your host today. And I'm excited to have with me Jackie Mazur. Jackie is president of Guide My Finances. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Great to have you. Really excited. I was doing some research and looks like you're a local gal, SDSU, and both for undergrad and your master's?
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in Orange County and moved down here to get my undergrad at San Diego State. And a couple years after graduating, having already started in the financial industry, I wanted to learn more. So I went back and got my master's degree in finance and tax planning, which then allowed me actually to teach as an adjunct professor of finance as well. So really, I've had my hands in a lot of different areas of financial planning.
Yes, and I saw that. So, and we were talking off mic before we got started that, you know, your family is a soccer family, not much a March Madness thing, even though the Aztecs are in the tournament right now as we speak. But that's okay. We'll give you a pass on that one. We'll still say go Aztecs.
Still rooting for the Aztecs for sure.
That's right. Magical March Madness last year. And who knows, maybe they can repeat it. But I did see that you spent some time in academia. So it looks like were you teaching at National University in the past?
That's correct. Yeah, I taught financial planning for about 3 years. So it really created a passion for me as well. But I was hired by National University to teach financial planning at the undergraduate level.
Nice.
Really educating just students about what financial planning is, how to do it, and why it's a great profession to move into.
Yeah.
I also taught managerial finance, which is a little bit more on the CFO side. So that was a challenge that I took on and really enjoyed and appreciated and remembered why that's not the area that I chose to work in, but great experience nonetheless.
That is hilarious. So I was actually sharing with a guest on a previous episode that when I came into executive roles in nonprofit leadership, I had to take one of those kind of classes, and it was very helpful because, to be honest, when I first started, balance sheets were quite confusing. You know, P&Ls were intuitive and natural and easy, and the balance sheet was like Greek. It was like, what is going on here, and how does this work? And so I can appreciate that you were teaching that level to folks because I know I needed it, you know, and it was extremely helpful.
Sure, and I mean, we work with a lot of business owners, so having that fundamental knowledge is actually very helpful in financial planning as well, even though most of what we do is on the personal side.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And then it looks like about 15 years ago, you started Guide My Finances.
That's correct. Yeah, it's been just a little over 15 years. It was January 2009. So we celebrated our 15-year anniversary in January this year and really proud to see how the company's grown. It was just me to start, and now we're a team of 8 and growing. So thanks for noticing.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. 15 years. It's no small accomplishment.
I joke all the time that I'm a 20-year overnight success because I started in the business 20 years ago, but I've had my own firm for 15 years. So,
and isn't that so true? Most of the things that we see in life where our minds think, man, they came out of nowhere. They're just like, you know, an overnight success. Really, it was years of grinding in the background where people don't know.
Definitely, 100%. I worked many, many, many long hours, long weeks, long days.
To become an overnight success.
To become an overnight success. Absolutely.
So true. And, you know, 15 years ago when you started Guide My Finances, you had a unique approach. And I think some others have gravitated towards it today. But still, I think it's really worth sharing, like, that unique approach that you have. And I would love to hear why you chose to go the way you did in financial planning. So go ahead and share about that.
Sure. So really part of what stemmed it was me teaching as an adjunct professor. I was educating students and learned that there's so little financial education that exists or has existed in the past for people who aren't in finance. And through that, I started to recognize, having been in the business for a while, that there was a gap between really offering a consultative approach to advising, teaching, and supporting clients versus just selling them products or selling them investments. And I had been in the business for a couple years already. I think it was like 6-7 years already. And so I had seen how other firms were doing it. I worked for AIG straight out of college, so I knew how the big companies were doing it. I had worked for some independent firms that had different quotas and different sales processes, but were still really selling, not advising. And I didn't like that. I felt, and I still feel that financial planning and financial advising should be in the best interest of the client, and that any, you know, conflict of interest should be removed. And so in 2009, I started charging a flat fee to advise clients on financial planning, helping them set goals, helping them develop a strategy to reach those goals, and then holding them accountable on the strategy to make sure that they were moving forward. And at the time, nobody was doing that, or very few people. I was actually told by clients, I was told by people in the industry, that no one's going to pay for a financial plan because they're getting it for free at their other place. And my mindset was they're not getting it for free. They're just paying for it in a different way, and it might not be the right way for that client. And so I persevered. I just kept doing it. And what has really materialized or kind of grown into is now having been maybe a thought leader on that side of the business, so many other advisors are now coming to me saying, how do we integrate this into our business? It really is the way that the industry is going. People are looking for fiduciaries. They want unbiased advice. You're acting as a fiduciary. How do I do it also? And it's been a very rewarding, slow, again, that 15-year overnight success on this one,
right,
you know, type of business that didn't exist or was very new.
Yeah.
Now is the trend in the industry. And it's been really neat to be somebody who was one of the first people to do it.
For sure. And I think that's so great, you know, from the consumer standpoint, knowing that your person giving you guidance isn't worried about which option pays them better commission or dividend or whatever, and just is what you think is best for them. It's huge.
Yeah, I think so. It's still how we do business today. Clients who come to us, the way that we start the engagement is just with a flat fee financial plan, where again, we're sitting down, we're helping them identify their goals, we're developing the strategy to reach them, and then we're presenting an action list of items that they have the ability to implement on their own or with our help, but the advice itself never changes. Well, over time it changes, but it doesn't change whether they're implementing it or we're implementing it for them.
That's awesome. Now, so you're a certified financial planner, the CFP.
Correct. Right?
And then, but you have some other certifications too, I noticed. And I would love for you to chat a little bit about a certified divorce financial analyst.
Because
I've never seen that before. And I was really curious, what's that? What drove you to do it? And how does that fit in?
Yeah, well, part of consulting is working with clients in different maybe areas of life. And because we're not just selling products or looking at investments, we started to have clients coming to us with challenges or questions about, can I afford to get a divorce? Or, you know, what would happen if my spouse asked for a divorce, or I'm in a divorce and I don't know what to do? And so the CDFA is a designation that both financial advisors and some attorneys can get also. It's not limited to being a financial advisor.
Gotcha.
But it really outlines the financial aspects of division, of asset division in divorce. And today I work in mediation. There's a couple of attorneys in town who will bring me into mediations between two clients to help them facilitate the financial mediation side. I also help represent one party if they're in more of a litigation, or even in a mediation if they're the individual in the marriage who maybe was less informed about finances. I can, behind the scenes, help make sure that they're not agreeing to anything that would not be in their best interest by being a third-party advisor. Again, just on an hourly basis in that case, where there's nothing on the other end other than helping make sure that they are guided and making the best choices for themselves.
That's huge. Because like you said, not everybody is as financially astute, and they can get taken advantage of in these situations. And that's very valuable.
And even when both parties are knowledgeable, it tends to, over time, as you're married, one person just takes on more of the finances naturally.
Yes.
So sometimes it's not a function of like not being educated in finance. It's just having trusted your partner to handle it all, and maybe just not knowing all the details of what exists today.
Oof, good point. Yeah, that's great. And then I saw some other licenses, and I've heard of these. I feel like I probably should know what these are, but I really don't. So I'm going to have you talk about these. But FINRA Series 6, 7, 63, I don't know, 94, 260. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Those are basically the licenses that allow you to work in the industry. So okay. They're less of a designation or a specialty and more of the initial qualifications required to even be a financial advisor.
Okay.
So state-specific and federally specific licenses to allow me to make investment recommendations at all.
Yeah, okay. Very interesting. All right, we're going to take a brief pause. We're talking to Jackie Mazur, the president at Guide My Finances. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about her team and her company culture and more. So stick with us. We'll be right back. And we'll see you on the flip side. I want to take a moment to introduce you to our partners at DiffMix Productions. They are a top-tier podcast management company that makes podcasting as easy as making a cup of coffee in your own kitchen. DiffMix specializes in launching new podcasts and maintaining existing ones right from the comfort of your own home. No need to step into a studio or even change out of your pajamas. They've got the tech handled so you can focus on sharing your message. Whether you're a coach, trainer, salesperson, or someone who's just starting to explore the world of podcasting, DiffMix is here to help. They'll transform your podcast into a powerful lead generation tool without overwhelming you with the technical side of things. Ready to start your own podcast? Visit DiffMix.com. The link is in the show notes. Let DiffMix handle the tech while you handle the talk. Now, back to our show. Jackie, so before we cut out and took a break, you had mentioned how your team had grown from just you 15 years ago to now, I believe you said eight team
members.
That's
correct, yeah.
And I know you put a high value on the culture you create and the people you involve in your team. So talk to us a little bit about how important that is and how amazing your team is and just brag a bit.
Sure, thank you. So as we talked about already, my vision for the company when I started it was really putting clients first and offering fiduciary unbiased advice. And one of the core values of our firm is making sure everyone's on the same page as that. Could we make more money if we sold a client this life insurance policy? Sure, but we're not going to do that. So when you're hiring people who have been in a different model, it is sometimes difficult to find the right people to be aligned with a different vision.
Yeah.
So that has been hard at times, but today we have a truly aligned team that is all on the same page with financial planning, with going above and beyond to support our clients, with not just the investment side, but figuring out how much of a home can they afford, or should they be getting a mortgage of the size that their mortgage broker recommended? You know, there's a lot of moving pieces where we really dig in to make sure that our clients have another person to run things by in a very supportive way. So I've been really, I guess, grateful, but also I say lucky, but maybe it's not luck. It took a long time for me to figure it out to build a team that's all really aligned with all of those pieces.
Yeah. I find that people who work the hardest somehow get the luckiest. I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, isn't that odd? I think more than luck is you've been intentional and you've been very, you know, specific on how to create that team. And we're blessed to interact with that team quite a bit.
Yeah.
Love your peeps over there. So,
well, that's another piece. We're all really involved in the community.
Yes.
Whether it be sitting on boards, most of which are in Carlsbad in our local community, but some that are more national or regional.
Yeah.
Really being involved with the chamber, with the New Village Arts, with the Carlsbad Educational Foundation. There's a lot of values also around giving back, not just to our clients, but in our community.
And that was my next thing. So you walked right into it. So that's perfect. Why? Why do you feel it's important to be as community-minded as you and your whole team? It's not just you, but you set the standard because they're following your amazing leadership. So why is it important to you to have that community-minded approach?
Well, I live here, right? So I live in Carlsbad. My office is in Carlsbad. It's a beautiful community of wonderful people. And I've always felt that if you can become involved in the community and know the people and support not just my clients or not just my team, but also where I live and make it the best place it can be, why wouldn't I want to do that, really?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you say it like it's a yeah, duh thing, but we see a lot in the chamber and not everybody has that same perspective. So I'm going to just, first of all, say thank you because that's amazing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes. And you know that, you know, I've been the beneficiary with your husband being on my board here at the chamber my first 5 years and just love Josh. And I know you mentioned board involvement, but we should just kind of throw it out there. Carlsbad Ed Foundation, you've been on for
five years.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah. So another great organization that's really community and Carlsbad rooted to help make our school offerings better. I mean, we support robotics and a lot of extracurricular activities that unfortunately we don't have the funds from the state to support. And I've been really lucky to join the board in 2020 during a really pivotal time.
Challenging time.
Super challenging, especially for education and being able to be a part of the growth and the decision-making that we've had to really make Carlsbad School District one of the best in Southern California. I think it's largely due to this specific nonprofit that I've been lucky enough to be on the board of for 5 years.
I would use the term, what you guys do is you make education richer. I mean, so much enrichment with all those things, you like the robotics and the music and the art.
Yeah.
And kids, they thrive with that kind of those kind of options to be available to them. So that's great.
And I have three kids in the Carlsbad Unified School District. So while it affects everybody, selfishly, it also helps my kids, right? So I love, you know, giving back and helping everybody. And oh, by the way, we also get to benefit by being in this beautiful community.
Yeah, fair. No, I love that. And you've been involved in Girl Scouts and—
Still a troop leader.
There we
go. Yes, I've been a troop leader since my daughter was in kindergarten and she's a fourth grader now. So about 5 years and— Going strong.
Are we, is it still cookie season?
Or I is done, thank goodness.
Okay, it's done. That is a pretty intense window of time there for you guys.
For sure.
And then I don't know what this one was, but I saw that you're on the board of EO San Diego. I don't know what that is.
Oh yeah, EO is an entrepreneurial organization that is basically a peer group of business owners.
Okay.
It's a really great organization for companies that are scaling and growing and maybe don't have friends or, you know, people that they know that are going through some of the same challenges,
right?
Issues or even celebrations, right?
Yeah.
So we have about 200 members in San Diego.
Nice.
A little over 215, I think, today. And it's a great organization for entrepreneurs to come together to share best practices, to learn, to socialize, and to grow.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
And with all this, the success of your business, the team you've created, your community mindset. You guys are a finalist for our Business of the Year this year, which is super exciting.
Yeah, thanks for choosing us as a finalist, I suppose.
Absolutely. I know by the time, you know, folks hear this episode—
We'll have won.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Just teasing.
The award will have been announced, so we'll see. Fingers crossed, right?
For
and
sure.
Best of luck. As we sit here, it's about 5 days away from our awards luncheon or something like that. Yeah, 5 days away. So hoping that that turns out well. You mentioned your three beautiful children. One of the things I've always been impressed with you and Josh is that it feels to me at least that you're super intentional with making experiences and memories with them.
We try. And parenting is no joke. It's trial and error a little bit at times, but
so
we definitely are, you know, family focused, community focused. All of it's important in not only being a well-rounded person, but also creating well-rounded children.
Yeah.
So we definitely try to stay involved through Girl Scouts, where I'm my daughter's troop leader.
Yeah.
My husband's coached my son's soccer team. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Your trips you take look so fun, and you know, it's always it's wonderful. I mean, I follow you on social media. So.
It's important to work hard, but also to make sure that you're not working and forgetting about the other aspects of your life and family. And truthfully, it's a great opportunity to lead by example. So, you know, I've grown this business. I work hard. I put a lot of time and energy into making sure that the product that we're presenting to clients is high quality. But it's also important to make sure that that's not all that I'm doing. And so making sure that I'm volunteering with my kids and spending time with not only my kids, but my husband as well, is something that's really important. And it's something that we've been able to communicate with clients as well, you know, who are saying like, oh, I'm so worried about saving for retirement. Well, that's important, but not if it's not allowing you to live today.
So
and
true.
Finding that balance. So really, again, kind of leading by example, showing clients that you can do both and showing my team that as well, I think is also important, making sure that my team is taking advantage of their time off that we provide and going on vacations and picking up their kids when they need to and just really trying to be as well-rounded as possible.
Yeah, I love that. And like you said, with your team, I talk to my team regularly about how we work to live. We don't live to work.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and so you're modeling that and leading that with your team, which is great because the more balanced and well-rounded all your team members are, the more engaged they'll be when they're there talking to your clients.
Of course. And I do tell myself and my team and other people that there's going to be days where you're a great parent. There's going to be days where you're a great entrepreneur or a great planner. Those might not always be the same day. And that's okay. You can't be everything all the time, but if you can be everything some of the time or the best that you can be given the circumstances, then that's a win and you should celebrate that.
That's really well said. Really well said. When I talk to young people, I've done some mentoring out at Cal State San Marcos, and sometimes I feel like the next generation that's coming up, you know, they hear so much about, you know, do your passion and then you'll never feel like you work a day in your life, which is, there's truth in that. But sometimes I think they get the misguided idea that there's never going to be anything difficult about work, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just not true. There's going to be days that are a grind, and that's okay. You know, that's just part of it. There's, even when you're doing stuff you love, there'll be a piece of it that maybe you don't enjoy so much. I'm going to put it politically correct.
Yeah. With everything in life.
Exactly.
With, you know, parenting, there's going to be parts of it that are less enjoyable than others.
So
with
true.
Work, there's going to be parts. With marriage, I love my husband. There's parts some days that
challenging.
You know, are challenging.
Absolutely.
So it's life, and those challenges make us stronger and help us grow. And I think they're important to also appreciate when things are not challenging.
Yeah.
Right?
And they make us resilient. And so if somebody's hearing about Guide My Finances for the very first time via this podcast, what is your website if that's where you would guide them to go first?
Yeah.
Or what would be the best way to reach out to you?
So our website is guidemyfinances.com, pretty simple. We do have a LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook as well. It's just, you know, LinkedIn /guidemyfinances or same for Facebook and Instagram. And we do give a lot of tips and information. So if you just want to be educated on different areas of finance, there's just some great tools. On our website, you can book an appointment with one of the advisors on our team. So if you go to the website, you can learn about us, you can read reviews, you can book an initial appointment right online. And yeah, we're always happy to help. And again, maybe one of the big differences is that from day one, you don't have to move all your money over to our firm. You can consult, you can work with us on a, you know, consulting basis to just get your questions answered and not feel like you're jumping into this relationship without having built a relationship first.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's good to know because, you know, some people might be like, oh, I'm not sure if I go talk to them, then I'm going to have to do this. No, they can just start and kind of dip their toe in the water, get to know you, and then they're going to shortly move all their money. But that's okay.
Probably. I mean, is also another service that we offer. We are asset managers. We just don't require it. So even once the plan is done, like I mentioned earlier, we've outlined changes that should be made or might want to be made to the investment portfolio as part of it. That's not all we're planning for, but that is a piece. And clients can make those changes, or if they want us to manage their investments, we certainly can, and we do for many clients.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being a member, being engaged, and so active with us at the Chamber. We love that. We appreciate you. And thanks for coming down today and sharing and letting us know all about it.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you taking the time.
It was our pleasure.
Thanks for joining us today on our Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact podcast. If you got value out of our episode today, please hit the follow button on your favorite podcast app, and please tell a friend. Can't wait to see you next time on Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact.